KYW Original Podcasts.
Hi, I'm Paul Kurtz, and this is a Beer and Booze Bros Extra Shot. I had the pleasure of sitting down recently with Jim Friss, CEO of the restaurant group that owns PJ Willihan's, at the opening of the company's newest venue in Horsham. And what struck me was how Willihan's is giving smaller, more neighborhood-based brewers the opportunity to get on their taps. Since then, I've noticed this trend showing up in other taverns and restaurants as well. There's a whole strategy behind this. Give it a listen, and if you like our podcast, please subscribe. John McDevitt and I have some really exciting projects coming up that we think you're going to love.
I personally like to thank you for opening this location because I'm not too far away.
That's great.
No, congratulations. This is 21, 25?
This is 25.
How many openings have you been here for?
All but the first seven. I started in 2004.
Yeah. So that's a lot of openings in that amount of time.
It has been, yeah. It's been great.
You guys are busy and getting very, very popular.
Yeah, we got another one right behind this coming up in Harrisburg.
So tell me about this location.
So we wanted to be in this market for a long time, and we've searched up and down 611 to find the right spot. And when they tore the Williamson building down here, and we looked and said, okay, CVS and Wawa are coming in. They already did the homework. This has got to be a good site.
Should be easy access.
Lots of houses, tons of office right behind you for the lunch business, and lots of parking. And parking is extremely important to us.
Yeah. And the nuts and bolts of this PJ's, anything different from the others that you have?
No, this has kind of been the model for the last three. Newtown Square, Malvern, and Oaks are all pretty much the same thing. Now, we've had the second room, the Four Seasons room, that opens up into a patio, which has made it really fun when the weather's nice and you can play some games outside, and it keeps it interesting.
Yeah. So, all right, Jim, I really like the PJ's beer program because it's always consistent, always something great on tap. And I don't mean to diminish the others, but if you want to find a great beer, you can always find one here. And I can't say that about every beer place I go to. How do you work that out?
We work really hard at it. And as you probably know, 5 years ago, it was all about who had the best beer on tap. It's changing now where it's about who has the best local beer on tap. So we draw a circle around the restaurant and we say, here's a 5-mile circle. I want you to have 6 taps local, real local. And it's amazing how many people come out to it for their brother's uncle's father who works in the brewery down the street. And people want local beer. That's important today.
Interesting, because there are a lot of local breweries almost anywhere you go. And I noticed one that's not too far from me, Moss Mill. It's a tiny place. And for them to get on your taps must be thrilling for them.
Yeah, it's, some of the little ones that you just speak of, it's still, they deliver it in their car. They don't even have distribution yet, but it's important to us because the consumer, I'll give you a good example, Levante in Westchester. We sell more Levante than anybody else. I think we sold 600 halves last year, and their lead is Cloudy and Cumbersome, and that whole Chester County, that's what they want. That's what they come in, that's what they ask for. I spoke at the Brewers Conference in Nashville a couple of years back, and the question was, how do we get into restaurants like yours? And I said, lead with what sells in your brewery, because that's what the customer wants. Don't lead with something off the wall, because then if it doesn't sell, you never get back.
Wow. So, okay. So you picked 6. I don't know how many more you have, but I'm sure there's a ton more that you can continue to rotate.
Yeah, there's probably 48 beers on tap here. And I would say, without looking at the beer menu, because it's too far for me to grab right here, I'm going to guess there's probably 12 locals on, but we tell them to have 6. Now, sometimes can you call Trogues Nugget Nectar local? Yeah, we're in Pennsylvania. That's only jump on the turnpike here. It's 30 miles down the road, so that's local. It's not local like the beer you just pointed out that's right down the street.
Right.
But local Pennsylvania and local is it's just what people want today.
I would imagine if I owned a local small-time brewery,
I would have been on the phone with you 2 weeks ago. Are you getting calls from the locals saying, take us?
We do. It's sometimes we have to go search them out, but it's worked really well for us. And our Jake Carley, who's our director of purchasing, it's a nonstop. He'll say to Justin, hey, who wants beer today? Because guys are coming in and bringing beer in our office constantly.
Wow. Well, somebody's got to drink it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, right? Right. Where's your location, and when can I come over?
You can come over anytime you want. Our corporate offices are really easy to get to. The hop, skip, and a jump, and so you can come anytime.
Beautiful. Jim, thank you very much.
Pleasure. Nice meeting you.
Same here. Thank you so much.